Lion Air and Boeing have responded to the final crash report by Indonesian investigators into last year's crash of a 737 MAX 8 plane, which killed 189 people. The report calls for major changes, including a complete redesign of Boeing's anti-stall system known as MCAS, and better training and instructions for pilots who operate the system. Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
On Monday, relatives of the Lion Air victims will make the painful journey to Karawang, east of Jakarta, to lay wreaths on the sea, near where the 737 MAX 8 plane went down a year ago to the day. They promised us a monument, says Anton Sahadi, who lost two close relatives on the flight. So if we want to visit the place where they died, we'd have somewhere to pray, somewhere we can connect with our dead. The ongoing grief is mixed with anger since crash investigators last night released their final report, laying the blame on a litany of failings and mishaps by Lion Air, the pilots and ground staff, and the plane's manufacturer, Boeing. Boeing's anti-stall system needs redesigning, the report says, because it was flawed and relied on data from a faulty sensor meant to measure the plane's angle of attack. The automated system wrongly pushed the nose of the plane down. There was no backup when the sensor failed. And chief investigator Nuchayo Yutomo says a warning device that would have told pilots the angle of attack sensor, or AOA, was faulty, wasn't included on the MAX 8.
The AOA disclaimer did not appear on this 737 MAX operated by Lion Air, and its result to the pilot did not identify an AOA disagree problem.
Lion Air 2 comes in for damning criticism of its maintenance record. The report says it should have grounded the plane after similar problems on earlier flights. 31 pages were missing from its maintenance logs, though investigators, including Onisujo Wibowo, denied this was a cover-up.
It's not related directly to the accident. However, it's more related to how they manage the documentation. It's not about the cover-up, the situation.
The final report makes a raft of recommendations for Lion Air, Boeing and aviation bodies around the world. Chief among them is a new anti-stall system and better instruction manuals for pilots. It also calls for more oversight from US and international aviation authorities. Boeing says it's already in the final stages of redesign and hopes the MAX 8 plane, grounded around the world for months, will return to the skies by the end of the year. Lion Air says it's essential to determine the root cause of the crash and take corrective actions to stop an accident like this ever happening again, but it's yet to reveal what those actions might be. This is Anne Barker in Jakarta for AM.